Hey there. Going to do a couple of foundational episodes, one on building your own workout program, and then I will be putting a follow-up episode out that will be building your own eating plan. When I say foundational, basically what we're doing is throwing out everything that we think we know about programs that we've tried in the past. Maybe we've had some success on them, but ultimately, for whatever reason, you've not been able to stay consistent with them. Okay, we want to put all that stuff to the side. The biggest thing here is staying consistent, because if you're able to start with where you are physically, with what your capabilities are and what your preferences are as far as exercise, and then build around that, you're going to gradually come along to where you'll actually want to do this stuff, and you'll want to stick with it, and you're not going to feel like you're beating your body up day after day trying to stick to a program that you're getting from wherever. You know, whether you're getting that from a message board, whether you're getting that from an infomercial, a streaming service, whatever. You know, this is not a magazine. This is not going to be something that is not that's out of a box anywhere. This is something that's tailored to you, and you are the architect. Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're building a solid foundation for an exercise plan that you are going to have a. You're developing it, and you're going to want to stick with this as you go along. Okay, so the first thing we need to do is, we need to get started with cardio consistently, okay? Now, for most people, this is going to be walking. I don't care if you're somebody currently, the last time that you were working out, you were going to the gym and lifting weights 2 to 3 times a week, and for whatever reason, you've been out for a couple of months, you haven't been able to get back to being consistent, I want you to start here, okay? I want you to start with whatever you can do on an almost daily basis. When I say that, I mean 4 days out of the week, at least 4 days, you can set a goal to how much cardio you're going to do. Again, for most people, this is going to be walking. If you have equipment in your house, you know, like a treadmill, a bike, whatever, you know, that's fine too. But you have to start where you are and start with what you have. Now, you're going to set your first goal around this. And that goal is going to be a minimum expectation. It's going to be what's called a minimum daily action. Now, I know and you know that you're not going to be doing this every single day. Remember, I said at least 4 days a week is what we're going for, but I want a commitment for you. So if you look at this and you say, you know, I'm going to start with walking, and then I think I can do that on an almost daily basis. I think I can do it for 20 minutes a day, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to actually set your goal for at least 15 minutes a day. The reason I want this, and I want you to start setting your goals like this early on, is because you're going to look at that 15 minutes, and most days, because you already know from your experience and your capabilities, you're going to be able to do 20. So you're setting your goal beneath what you're going to be able to do, because you want to surpass your goal. Stretch goals have a time and a place, but that's not what we're doing with the foundation, okay? The way that we're building this is you're going to be somebody that is constantly crushing your goals and staying ahead of the game. Have you ever tried to follow a program before that you felt like you just couldn't keep up? You're doing the workouts, but you feel like you're going to get left behind, and then something happens, and for whatever reason, whether you get frustrated, whether you get injured, whether it just doesn't fit your schedule anymore, you get left behind, okay? It's not what we're doing here. We're looking at what our capabilities are. We're setting our goals actually beneath those capabilities, and then we're going to exceed. Because if we have a minimum daily action to go out and walk for at least 15 minutes, you're going to have a lot of 20s in there. You have some 22s. You have some 27s. Oh, and then, yeah, you'll have a day in there where, like, you just really didn't feel like you could finish it, and you did 15 minutes. Or maybe that day you didn't feel like doing it, you did 17 minutes. And, oh, you'll have some days where you actually cannot get to, you know, go out and do your walk, okay? And that's fine, because, again, our minimum daily action is at least 15 minutes. Our weekly goal is we want to do that at least 4 times in the week. So the way that you're setting these goals is you're having minimum expectations of yourself. This is the floor, okay? And you are setting yourself up now to exceed these, okay? So for the first month, I want you focusing just on cardio. If consistency is your problem, make cardio the main part of your workouts, okay? Now, I think flexibility work is really, really important, okay? So, and the three phases that you've got to have in a balanced workout or workout routine are going to be your cardio, are going to be your flexibility, and will be your strength training. So while I want the main focus of your program for the first month to be just cardio, because again, remember, we're trying to be consistent this time. We're building something for the long term. We're not interested in those fast results. What we're interested in is building something from a foundational level and then adding to it over time, but adding to it gradually, okay? So, flexibility work. If you have some stretches that you're already doing, if you can do at least 5 minutes a day, and honestly, when we say most days on stretching, try to incorporate it as best you can. Try to have a flow that you can do first thing in the morning and or right before bed. Just try to work it in. Try to make that part of your morning and evening routine. Which, by the way, is probably going to be another follow-up episode that I do on these. So we're going to talk about exercise. We're going to talk about eating in a follow-up episode. And we'll probably do some of the lifestyle management, which will also come into account with your routines. So again, we're trying to be on top of our cardio first. And again, this has to be able to also fit within your schedule and the structure of your life. Everybody's schedule is going to be different. You have to be able to look and see where you're going to have the time where you can actually fit this in. And where are you going to be able to, like, where can you flex it? Meaning, like, some days I can do it at this time, other days I have to do it at this time, and how much of a window do you actually have? If you think about this stuff early on, like how it all fits into the structure of your life, it's going to be so much easier as you go along. You're learning right now, but that's also why I only want you to stick with focusing on cardio for your main workouts and setting minimum daily actions and weekly goals around that. I want this to be super straightforward, super simple. I want you to basically look at this when you're like, oh my gosh, this is super easy. Like this is, I would be embarrassed to tell somebody that I couldn't follow through on this. It's exactly what we want, okay? So it has to fit within the context of your, and that's going to be all this. It has to fit within the context of your life. And that's one thing. When you look at those mass marketed programs, it's not that they're not effective. They absolutely are. If you can live your life basically as if you're in a lab, you can follow those to the T and you're going to be successful. Same with the eating plans. But they don't account for your life. And that's what we're really focusing on here. Is we want you to build something from scratch that you can add to and continue for the rest of your life. So we want to make sure that everything we do fits in to the context of our busy life and our schedule, okay? Now, so we've stuck to cardio for a month. What are we going to do at the end of the first month? Well, if we're walking, we're going to look at how much time have we spent on our walks, okay? Because remember, that's what we set our minimum daily action around, at least 15 minutes. There's a good chance, though, that you also now know what your distance, not only the time, but the distance that you've been walking. So what you can do, if you've got a tracker on your watch, feel like an Apple Watch, Fitbit, whatever, start looking at those distances. See where you've been on these four workouts a week, minimum four workouts a week, these walks or these cardio sessions that you've done throughout the course of the month, and start looking at some other metrics in there. If it's walking, it's going to be distance, okay? And just see kind of where you are. So you look at and where you are at the end of the first month. That is your benchmark. And see, this is another thing. A lot of times when folks start programs, they do benchmarks right in the beginning. And working as a personal trainer, this makes sense. Okay, you'll do an assessment first because with a client, because when they're coming in after they haven't done a program in a while, you know, you're getting some baseline numbers. You have to show them progress after the end of that first month. But see, what I'm more interested in here, because you're not somebody hiring me to, you know, you're not hiring me as a personal trainer. What we're doing here is you're building the foundation. I want you to have a month's worth of foundational work before you worry about any kind of benchmark. And since what we're doing right now is cardio, is do the benchmark at the end of the first month. Again, look at your times. You have that minimum daily action, that minimum daily goal of at least 15 minutes. Where are you landing with that? Okay. Then look at that secondary measure. Your distance is going to be something that will come up on your walks, your and runs and things like that. Okay, so really look to see kind of where you are, and then just jot something down. Month one benchmark, or put the date or whatever. Do this in an Excel spreadsheet. Do this on a notepad on your phone, and just say this is what my distance was. Cardio benchmark for the, and then the date. Put your time, put your distance, where you are at that last day of the month, that last workout of the month. Super easy, okay? And then you're going to come back to it each and every month. Pretty easy, right? And remember, we're really only going to focus on, at the foundational level, you're going to have three benchmarks. You're going to have one for when it comes to your workouts. They're going to be strength, going to be flexibility, and they're going to be cardio, okay? So right now we're focusing on cardio because that's the first thing that we're working on, okay? So month two. What do we do as far as strength training? Well, we want to add strength training in because, see, we've been doing cardio for a month. We're still going to stick with that. But we want to see if we want to make sure that we're doing some form of strength. Now, most of you are either going to have gym memberships or you're going to have stuff at home. All you really need as far as home equipment is a couple of set of dumbbells. You need a lighter set and a heavier set, okay? Now, for the workouts themselves, you really only need to do a total body strength workout twice a week. And if you're doing this circuit style, which basically is you're looking at your body in four quadrants, okay? You're looking at your upper torso, like your chest, your shoulders, that's one quadrant. You're looking at your back, your upper torso. That is the second quadrant. And then same thing in your lower body. So your quads are going to be front quadrant. And then your glutes, your hamstrings, your calves, those are a back quadrant. So really, if you were to alternate in quadrants, so we're going to alternate lower back side of our bodies, like our glutes and our hamstrings, and then follow that up, do an exercise for that. And then we're going to do an exercise for our chest. That's, the front part of our body, the front quadrant. And then we're going to do a lower body front exercise. So that's hitting your quads, okay? And then we're going to do an upper body back exercise. So really what we need is four moves. So how do we work the backs of our legs? Without weight, you can do lunges, standard step back lunges are really good. If you have trouble with knees, doing front lunges, a step back lunge is perfect. If you're not able to do a lunge completely, if you don't have the balance for that, you can always use your fingertips on a wall. You don't even really need to go to a gym to do this, okay? And then you can do 15 lunges on one side, 15 lunges on the other side, and that hits all the muscles in the backs of your legs, and you don't even need to use weight for it. If you have weight, you totally can. You can totally use it. You can do lunges with the dumbbells down to your side or a kettlebell in front of you. Or you can go, instead of lunges, you can do deadlifts with your dumbbells or kettlebell or whatever it is that you have. Now, when we're talking about the front part of our torso, okay, this is going to really be a pushing exercise. So if we're at home and we don't have equipment, it's a push-up. Whatever a push-up is for you, this can be modified. You can do it standard on your toes. You can do it on your knees. You can do it with a wall, okay? You don't even need equipment for this. So you're going to do 15 reps of that. And then we're going to go to the front of our legs. These are your quads. So these are going to be your squats. You can do a squat. You can also just do a wall sit. You're picking one exercise at this point, okay? Now, if you've ever been in a gym before, you're listening to this and you're like, what? This is so basic. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to get any results from this. One, if you did this, if you're not working out at all right now and you did this twice a week and alternated it every third to fourth day, a lot of times people like doing workouts every other day. So like every third, like the third day would be Monday and Wednesday. So Monday's day one, Tuesday's day two, Wednesday's day three. I like that extra bit of rest in there. Monday's day one, Tuesday off, Wednesday off, Thursday strength training. And you can adjust it to like whatever days you work out. But I like having that extra day of rest. Now with this workout, you don't necessarily need that extra day of rest, but this is the foundational stuff. As you go along, you're gonna be adding more to this. Now, I got a little sidetracked because we were talking about the lower body move that covers the front of your leg. So those are gonna be your squats, those are gonna be your wall sets. Let's talk about your back. This is your row. This is the one where you're going to need some form of resistance. If you don't have any kind of workout equipment at home, you can do the movement without weight, like a single arm row or a bent over row. Usually, I mean, if you've got some kind of weight, even if it's this will normally be your heavier weight, but even if what you have at home is like an 8, 10, or 12 pound weight, that's a good place to start. So you're going to then do 15 reps of this bent over row. Now, again, the principles on this, and you can pick the moves. I haven't done an assessment on anyone. I don't know where your limitations are. I don't know which equipment you have. We're looking at this at a very basic level. So what we're wanting to do is we've got four different exercises that we're doing. We've got one that hits the back of our legs. We got one that hits the front part of our torso. We got one that hits the front part of our legs. And we've got one that hits our back. Four quadrants. What we're going to do is we're going to alternate these. We're going to do 15 reps of each move. You're going to try to go through and do this circuit, because each time you go through and you do all four of the exercises for 15 reps, that's a round. You're going to try to get at least one. You'll get at least one round. If you want to do two, cool. If you want to do three, I'd kind of hold off on it at first, but you absolutely could do it. So what we've done is we've put together a strength training workout that if you're doing one round of this, it's not even going to take you 10 minutes. Okay? You can fit that in. Now, it's going to be a little tricky because you might have to figure, you've got your cardio goal. Now, ultimately, we're hoping, because you've spent the last month working on cardio, is that you're going to be able to slide this strength training goal right in with what you're doing on cardio. It is going to add an extra 10 minutes to your workout time. If you don't have that, then you're going to have to make some adjustments to how much time you spend on cardio. But again, when we're talking workouts, the maximum, and I'm talking about like when you really get into this stuff and you've been building upon it for years, you really can still work out. I mean, you can do a total body workout in less than 60 minutes and include your cardio. Depending on what your schedule is, you can do more if you want, but you don't necessarily have to. So just keep in mind, because see, as you start adding stuff to this, you'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, I got time. You can do all this stuff in an hour or less. And because we're starting with the foundational stuff, you'll be able to do that. So we continue through month two. We got our minimum daily actions on our workouts, which for our cardio workout, which is we want to do at least 15 minutes a day. We want to hit that at least 4 days out of the week. Cool. We're good there. And then for strength, we want to start super basic. We want to do a total body strength circuit, and we want to do that twice a week. Okay? And then you can keep track of all this stuff in the calendar on your phone. You can get a goal setting app if you want. You can write this in a calendar that you have, like a planner or a notepad, whatever's going to be easiest for you to keep track of this. Again, we're building the foundational stuff. Okay, so then what do we do when we get to the end of the first month? We're talking about foundations. Well, I tend to think I want to take a lower body exercise, one of the lower body exercises, and one of the upper body exercises. I like the push-up as a benchmark. So after that's the end of the second month, you're going to do your push-ups. See how many push-ups you can do. Jot that down. That'll be a benchmark. And then pick one of the lower body exercises. Now, if you're doing lunges and squats, I would try squats. I would see if you're typically doing 15 reps and you're doing body squats, see how many of them you can do with good form, okay? And then whatever that number is, you jot it down. Now, if you're using weight, I want you to stick with 15 to 20 reps on the squats that you're doing, or you could pick the deadlifts if you're doing deadlifts with weight. The reason I want you to stay between 15 and 20 is, yes, we're testing strength here. We are also testing endurance, but I don't want you to do so many reps with weight that you end up, your form gets really bad, and then you actually can get injured from that. So we don't want that. But then you just jot it down. And then you look at what you've been doing for cardio, and you look at where you are right now. What's the distance that you're going? How much time are you typically spending? So we've gotten through 2 months of this, and we started to, hopefully you're still doing your flexibility routine. Now, if you want to do flexibility workouts, like say you want to do yoga, say you want to do Pilates, which actually is a good combination workout. Really, you can do anything with Pilates. It helps you with flexibility. It helps you with strength, and it also helps you with your endurance, cardio. But if you want to do full-on workouts, you absolutely can. I just know a lot of times people will skimp on flexibility workouts. So at the very least, I want you just to have a flow in the morning and or evening as well. So we've gone through 2 months of this. We are doing things consistently that are probably things that we feel like are much below our capabilities. That's fine. So what you're going to do now for month three is you're going to start adjusting things. You know, maybe you're going to use different equipment for your cardio. Maybe you're going to go to the gym. Okay. Maybe you're going to try, instead of just walking, you're going to try doing intervals. Or maybe you just want to stick with walking. Maybe after 2 months, you look at this and you say, you know what? I like this. I want to stick with this. That's fine. Try it for another month. You will know when it's time to add on to it. But the most important thing here is you're building something around your capabilities. You're setting goals that are minimum actions. These are going to be things that you're going to be able to follow through on that are going to be fairly easy for you to follow through on because you're setting them. You're setting them around your ability and your schedule and your life. Like, this thing's going to fit. So that's the most important thing. Now, I am more than happy to talk to you about any specifics on whatever your workout program is. I know this is super general. You and I might talk and you might have something that is more advanced but is something that you're going to be able to stick with. I'm more than happy to talk to you about that. It's a little bit trickier to talk about exercise programs and designing an exercise program on a podcast because I do have to keep things general and I have to keep things basic. However, if you want to talk about more of the specifics on what you're working on, I'd love to do that. So we'll go ahead and wrap up here. Again, took you through the first couple months of what building a foundational program would look like. And the big thing, I mean, it has to be something that you can be consistent with. And if you are setting your goal and setting the goals under your expectations of yourself, so you can crush those, you're exceeding your expectations. So it has to be something that you're going to be capable of doing, more than capable of doing, and it's going to be something that fits within the schedule that you have, the busy schedule that you have. So anyway, I do want to know your thoughts. We can get into the specifics of your situation. Just either shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Your Level Fitness on there. You can always text me. That is 859-208-2334. Or you can email me. That is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. That is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.